This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Awesome here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CU Insights MiniCon. And in this particular clip or question that CU Insights Randy Smith posed to the panel that consisted of Linda Bodie from Element Federal Credit Union, Maria Martinez from Border Federal Credit Union, and Bill Cheney from Schools First Federal Credit Union. And Randy again posed this question to the group. How do they create an environment that attracts high quality employees and keeps the high quality ones as well, especially in our very tight labor market right now? So great, great responses from the group here.
I guess, how can we as an industry, you know, face these challenges and provide an environment that, you know, attracts, you know, high quality employees, but also retains those ones that we have right now to, you know, giving that environment. And I know this is a big question, like on so many different levels, right? I'll start with Bill, if you want to take a quick shot at this. And I'll be honest, I was excited to ask this because the three of your credit unions are very different, right? So but we're all dealing with the same thing, right? So,
yeah, thanks, Randy. You know, it's a great question, and people are so important to our business. My goodness. I mean, it's all about people helping people, right? And we can't help people if we don't have good people to do that. So I loved what, I loved Hamza's presentation. Thank you. And, you know, we talked about how businesses needed to change from being profit-centric to people-centric. Hallelujah, right?
Right.
I mean, that's our business, is to be people-centric. And that's what's going to make us successful. That's how we're going to attract and retain the best people. And yes, we've seen some increase in turnover here. We've always had a low turnover, in my opinion, especially when you consider how many frontline people we have working in branches and contact centers. And those are tough jobs, especially during a global pandemic.
Right.
So we've seen a slight uptick in turnover. I think it's going to normalize because, as I said to our management team this morning, aren't we fortunate to work in a business where it is about people? And we can come here every day. We serve our credit unions a little bit unique in that we serve school employees and their family members. We have what's called on the federal level a trade industry or profession charter. So we're not open to the community, but we serve 1.2 million members who are school employees and their family members. And so if you want to work in an organization that's focused on helping people and makes a difference in the lives of people who are educating or youth, this is the place for you. And if you want to work in a profit-centric company, then this is not the place for you because that's not what we're focused on. And I think, and Maria's heard me say this before, maybe Linda has too, I've said it over and over the last 34 years, there's never been a better time to be at a credit union than right now. I mean, it's people helping people. It's you can make a difference. You can be well compensated and well motivated, but it's a people business. And so much of what Hamza said, I think, resonates in terms of values, in terms of focus, and in terms of, you know, being a place where people want to work. Where else would you want to work?
I remember from having the conversation with him on the podcast. He's a credit union member up in Canada and had a story about that. So awesome. I think he does get us. So, Maria, I'll go to you with that. Let's take that. We, you know, Bill's credit union is the fifth largest in the country. When we're talking about retention, I often feel like I have this bond with the small credit union. We're a small team at CU Insight. If we miss one person, it creates some waves, right? So how about for you when it comes to this?
So Randy, you know, our job is to make sure that our members are being taken care of. But also the other job that we have is to invest in our people. And investing in our people is investing in the time and, of course, the pay and benefits and everything that we provide for our employees. And also investing in people also means investing in our volunteers. You know, how much time are we investing? How much training are we investing in those? How are we, you know, making sure that we keep those volunteers, those board members, those supervisory committee members, but because they're finally the ones that are going to make the decisions ultimately. So, you know, we have to be fair, be flexible, engaging. And one of the things is providing, you know, very competitive salary and benefits. And I think that's where a lot of the corporations are lacking because, you know, they look at their budgets, they don't have the funding to bring in, you know, more monies for their employees and keep them. We started doing a program here at the credit union a couple of years ago where, you know, we started with a salary administration program. And it was very difficult because, you know, we were looking at the bottom line and you want to make sure that you're fair, you pay your employees fair. But finally, you know, I was able to accomplish that, you know, in the last couple of months. When I got out of that board meeting, I mean, I cried. It's like, oh my God, you know, we did this, you know, because I knew I was going to bring good news to the employees and that I was not going to keep losing employees that we were because we're a small community and people tend to leave or go somewhere else to another city. So it's tough.
Those are important points. I'm not supposed to ask everybody every question, but I'm supposed to bounce around a little here. But Linda, I'd love to hear from you on this one too. So.
In addition to what Maria and Bill have already said, totally agree with all that. Cultural and personal alignment and work-life balance, however you want to say that, is super key to us retaining the talent, getting the talent, retaining the talent. Find the right person that fits your culture and your beliefs. We are very upfront about that when we interview. We put it all out on the table of all the crazy stuff that we do, the values that we have. We're open about LGBTQ and Black and Brown service and any other marijuana banking services. We do it all. And if you're not comfortable here, you know, we understand that, but we want to tell you who we are. So we want to attract the people who get us and believe in people helping people, but also in strange and mysterious ways with all this weird stuff that we do. And Randy, I'll share a story that, you know, that you inspired me to pursue, and that's the Noom app. So when I read your story, you know, I was like, what's this Noom thing? And it's an employee wellness or people wellness. So I did some research on Noom and they started offering this to businesses. It's brand new. So we just rolled it out to our staff as a wellness thing. We're paying for it for them. And they've been on it for like a week and they are so appreciative. They said, this is great. I love this. Thank you. So it's actually caring about people, listening to them and saying, what can we do to help? Because this is who we are, and you know we'll do weird stuff. So tell us what you need. So Randy, there's your you inspired us.
Well, if that's awesome, and if it's changed my life. So if they need hacks or a recipe for a good breakfast burrito, I can pass that along. So so this next question, I was so excited.
Thank you very much, and stay tuned for more news here on CU Broadcast, as well as more coverage from CU Insights MiniCon. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.